Development Review Board. We will begin the August 18th meeting of the Development Review Board. This is a remote or online meeting where all participants will be on video or audio conference. We are conducting this meeting remotely so that everyone can participate safely while we remain under a public health emergency. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this meeting. Since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will also use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderator, which is Maggie Gould and Jay Rodenbeck. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. So please keep your chat comments relative to the meeting. I would like the DRB members to now introduce themselves.
Good morning, this is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority.
Good morning, Vince Montagno, Code Enforcement.
Good morning, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation.
And I'm Jolene Wolfley, Chair of the Development Review Board. Our first order of business is to suspend the rules of the DRB to accommodate a virtual or remote meeting of the DRB on Zoom, and then allow DRB members to provide some electronic signatures for approved plats and plans after the meeting, rather than during the meeting. Is there a motion to suspend the rules for this purpose?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Ms. Montagno, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to suspend the rules to allow for this virtual meeting and electronic signatures after the meeting. Okay, just a few notes for everyone this morning. I wanted to announce that we have an interim planning director, Mr. Brennan Williams, who served the city very well and capably for the last 25 years or so, retired on Friday. And Alan Varela is the interim planning director. And many of you might know Alan from the legal department or from DMD. So we will be able to continue along, but if you know Brennan and want to reach out, we really thank him for being an excellent director and just excellent planning department member for many, many years. A couple other notes. Remember that all your resubmittals as well as your submittals need to go through the planner's email. And that's because everything you submit needs to be in our records and needs to go to all the DRB members. And so Ms. Gomez receives that information and makes sure it gets where it needs to be. So if you want to send it to Ms. Wolfenberger, for example, you can do that, but also make sure you're sending it to the planner's email so it goes to Ms. Gomez. And if you're confused about that, you can directed to Ms. Gomez, but that's the way our records stay intact. Secondly, most of you probably know, but the IDEO has been, an update was approved by the City Council and was effective as of August 1st. So we're noting on the agenda which IDEO your application is subject to, and there's always a little bit of a sorting out process for a couple months after this happens, but that's how we think will help guide you and us, making sure that we're applying the correct rules. With that new update, there's a new evaluation that's required for climatic and geographic responsiveness. This is most important early in your project. Some of you may be far along and it won't have as much impact, but it's the evaluation that is required and the form is up on the city's website. And the whole point of it is to promote architecture and site design that responds to our climate here in Albuquerque and also responds to the wonderful geographic features we have in the mountains, the volcanoes, and the bosque. So if you have any questions about that, I'm kind of the point person on that. You're welcome to contact me. And we've tried to just recently go through our forms on the website under DRB, as well as there's also forms, another way that you find forms on the just the development form section of our website. So we've tried to make sure that those are all up to date. If you see any problems, you're welcome to let us know. Those DRB members who approve of your site plan, plot, or infrastructure list today will electronically sign most of those documents following the meeting. We do do a signing session at the end of the meeting for anything that's already ready to go. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck routes documents through DRB members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all of their utility signatures. This is the quickest path to get signatures complete. The applicants will then receive an emailed copy of the signed document. If you're approved with delegation, you need to complete those items with the appropriate DRB members and then send the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck for the electronic signatures. Okay, Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, please alert us to changes on the agenda today.
I have one change this morning, Madam Chair. That's for item number 11, PR 2021-5009. Application SD 2021-91 for preliminary and final plat. The agent has requested a deferral to October 20th.
Okay, is there a motion to defer item 11 to October 20th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Bill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Vince Montano, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Bill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
And Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer PR 2021-5099, which is item 11, and application SD 2021-91 to the October 20th DRB meeting. Okay, any other items?
That's all I have this morning.
Okay, thank you. And please just note on your agenda that item 10 is deferred to September 1st. That was before the agenda was posted. And then item 12 was withdrawn by the applicant. So 10, 11, and 12 will not be heard this morning. And everything else will be. I want to give some instructions for any of you that are here for public comment. When we will go through item by item, we first hear from the applicant. Then we will go through and see who from the public wants to speak on a particular item. And we'll take you one by one and give you a short time to present your comments or information. And it's important that you speak up during that time period if you'd like to speak to give us some order. In our agenda. I realize we're on Zoom and occasionally you may not speak up at the right time, and I'll try to accommodate that, but it's really important that after the applicant speaks, that's the public comment time, and that's when you need to raise your hand and let us know that you want to speak. Following that, we go through all the DRB members, and there's a dialogue between DRB members and the applicant team to discuss matters related to the application. Following that, there is an opportunity for anyone who's given public comment to ask for follow-up questions for testimony they didn't understand or they would like to have explained or clarified. That opportunity is there with, but it's only to follow-up questions. It's not to give additional comment. So that's the order of business. We do that one by one with each case when there are members of the public here. And if you would please try to help us keep that organization, we'll be able to have a much more efficient meeting. We've got a lot of items on the agenda. We want to make sure we get to all of them and give them all their proper time and consideration. So right now, I won't ask for public comment until I get to each case. If there are any technical issues, I will end the meeting and DRB will resume at 1 p.m. We will use the same Zoom link and phone number. And if that were to happen suddenly, you just know that's the plan and you can come back at 1 o'clock and we'll resume. As we begin, I will read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Review Board. The Development Review Board was created in 1982 to offer efficient considerations of technical standards. The DRB streamlines the application process by bringing together key department staff responsible for the specialized review of projects in a forum where staff and applicants can meet to discuss projects and the public can ask questions and give input for those decisions. In 2017, the IDEO was adopted and increased the scope of site plans being reviewed by the DRB and thus increased due process requirements. The DRB staff members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and Development Process Manual. I would now like to introduce staff that will be working with us today from the Planning Department, and I will swear them in at the same time. Ms. Maggie Gould is the Development Services Manager. Ms. Gould, do you swear from to tell the truth?
This is Maggie Gould, and yes, I do.
Thank you. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck is Senior Planner to the DRB. Do you swear from to tell the truth?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, I do.
And I'd like to introduce Mr. Robert Webb. He is not new to the Planning Department, but new to the DRB group. He is a planner for the DRB. Mr. Robert Webb, do you swear from to tell the truth?
This is Robert Webb. Yes, I do.
Shahab Biazar is the city engineer. Mr. Biazar, do you swear from to tell the truth?
This is Shahab Biazar, I do.
And Nicole Sanchez is legal counsel to the DRB.
Good morning.
Good morning, thank you. Okay, with that, we're ready to start our agenda. And I wanna check one thing real quick. Okay. Sometimes our Zoom room is so big, I wanna make sure I'm aware of everyone's who's here. Okay, we are going to start with item number one is PR 2021-4961, preliminary plat application 2021-154 for Tony and Phyllis Jaramillo at 5901 Carmel Avenue or Carmel Northeast. And the agent is Adela Gallegos AG Services. Please, can you please raise your hand if you are, okay. So can you go ahead and introduce yourself, your company address, and I will swear you in.
Della Gallegos, AG Services, 5509 Pacina Street, Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay, and do you swear from to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. And I'm not sure where your mic is. It's just a little hard to hear you. We're mostly hearing you, but it could be a bit better. Thank you. Would you please give us an overview to this application?
This application is for the purpose of widening a small portion of San Pedro Northeast. And this apparently required a major subdivision request.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Thank you very much. Is that it? Or is there anyone else that wishes to introduce this?
Can I introduce myself?
Please, go ahead.
Okay, my name is Martin Segura, and I'm one of the owners of Mesa Verde Construction and Development. It is our plan to...
Okay, let's stop you there. Can you give me your address?
Our current address is 8721 San Pedro Drive Northeast.
Okay, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay, proceed, Mr. Segura.
Okay, so we're actually the tenants looking in to move in and build a facility on the property. The intent of the facility is going to be automotive repair. So okay. That's the intent of the development.
Okay, thank you very much. And I think you all came in for a sketch plat, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item one at 5901 Carmel Northeast? And the way you would do this is you can raise your hand in your video. You can unmute and speak up. And then ideally is you press *9 on your keyboard. And well, that's if you're on audio. Down on your Zoom screen, in the bottom, if you hover down there, a menu comes up. There's a smiley face reactions. If you click on that, it has a raise your hand feature. That's actually the best one to use, but we'll go with any, whichever one of those is easiest for you. Okay, so I'm not seeing anyone with their hand raised. If somehow I missed you, feel free to speak up as we go along. Ms. Gallegos?
And Chair, I just wanted to introduce Robert Fierro. He's the engineer on this project and probably be speaking on it.
Okay. Did you want to give comments at this time?
I just wanted to introduce myself, Robert Fierro with Fierro & Company, address 6300 Montano Road, Northwest.
And we can't hear this, Mr. Fierro.
Okay. I just want to introduce myself. Robert Fierro with Fierro & Company, 6300 Montano Road, Northwest. I don't have any comments right now, Madam Chair.
Okay. Do you swear for him to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's go to DRB members, Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Good morning, Adela, Robert, and Martine. Availability statement 210405 has been issued. It does provide the conditions for service. I think the big comment this morning is that there is a non-potable main extension required. There's a larger main on the east side of San Pedro, and there's a service main required with this project, given its proximity to that main. And that's required to be constructed on the frontage of San Pedro and the frontage to the south. So that would need to be on the infrastructure list prior to the Water Authority moving forward on the plat. That's really the only comment we have at this point. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer. Thank you.
I do have a question. There is water Mr. service.
Fierro, and, yes. Do you just mind stating your name as you get started for our audio recording? Thank you.
Okay. Robert Fierro. I have a question, Blaine. So right now, does the Water Authority recognize a sewer service and water service off of Carmel?
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. I'll have to check that. If you give me a minute, I can look that up.
Did you have any other questions?
No.
Okay. We might keep going and then we can come back to Mr. Carter. Code enforcement.
Good morning, Vince Montano, code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments or objections.
Okay, Parks and Recreation.
Hello, Somerville, Parks and Recreation. We have no additional comments. I believe our last comment was about street trees. So that would be with the site plan, if you are to do one. Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection or comments.
Transportation.
Good morning, this is Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. The amount of right-of-way dedication shown is the correct amount that was discussed earlier. I did want to note some comments on the infrastructure list. Just please note that all the infrastructure shown is to be built per Procedure C agreement, and these include all the listings of the improvements along San Pedro. Also, to be consistent with some other projects in the area, the bike lane should be listed as 6 foot in width instead of 5 feet. And last but not least, it's standard for us to update requirements as part of planning action, so a 5 foot sidewalk is required for Carmel along the site frontage. I'm not sure what the existing sidewalk is width is, but I think it's less. I wasn't sure what the intent was there, whether the applicant was planning on putting in the 5 foot sidewalk or considering an administrative waiver.
Madam Chair, yes, the applicants are requesting a waiver of that 5 foot sidewalk to 4 feet to match the existing sidewalk is already there on the east.
Okay, and that was Ms. Gallegos speaking.
Yes, sorry.
Okay, thank you. I hadn't seen the wordage as part of the application, but we are willing to look at a waiver, an administrative width waiver for Carmel.
Also on San Pedro, the width from 6 feet to 5 feet on that portion is also being requested as a waiver.
This is Jean with transportation. So this is mainly the waiver doesn't include the bike lane for this case because this is a direct request from our DMD who's going to be building the project.
So that would not be able to be applied for a waiver on?
Correct. Although, like I said, procedure C agreements will also include the bike lane, so it wouldn't be built by you. DMD plans on building all the improvements along San Pedro. That's what the procedure C agreement is for.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is Chair Wolfley. Ms. Gallegos, I want to make sure it's clear. So you need to write if you haven't already, you need to write a request to retain the width of the sidewalk on, is it Carmel, right?
Yes.
And ask and provide justification as to why that sidewalk should remain the width that it is and submit that to Ms. Wolfenberger. That actually should also come into Ms. Gomez.
This is Jean with transportation. Yes, that's actually gonna be part of the application in the next submittal.
Okay, thank you.
And Ms. Gallegos, you weren't asking about the sidewalk on San Pedro, correct? Just the bike lane?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go now to planning.
This is Maggie Gould. Sorry, I was looking really quickly to see if that waiver was in the application and I'm not seeing it. So the planning comments were just the basic final plat will require all utility signatures and these need to be obtained prior to routing to the DRB for final signature. And the final plat must be submitted within 1 year of DRB approval of this preliminary plat. And a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement will be required with the final plat.
This is Jay Rodenbach. I just want to add to the, there's an administrative sidewalk width waiver request and they'll need to note that on the preliminary plat as well, I believe.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
And we can provide the language for that. This is Chair Wolfley. Okay, let me go back to the applicant team. Do you have any questions about any of these items?
The procedure C agreement, was that something that was already submitted and it said hasn't been completely approved? I'm just concerned about that. I don't know what the status is on that.
And that's Ms. Gallegos again.
Yes.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. So the procedure C agreement is something that's required by DMD. So in lieu of a regular infrastructure improvements agreement where you're required to build something, this is one in which a check is submitted up front for the improvements along San Pedro. And that agreement would be routed similarly to other IIAs through our DRC department with review by DMD as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and all right, so there are the various changes that are needed to the infrastructure list, the non-potable main and some of the things Ms. Wolfenberger brought up. So those should all come in as a resubmittal along with that letter of request and justification to retain the 5-foot sidewalk on Carmel. So when would you like to return to the DRB?
Two weeks if possible, or the next meeting.
Okay, so just note that our resubmittal deadline is Friday at noon, so these items should be completed and submitted then. Does that sound possible?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. If not, then if you can just let us know that's the case and we can defer you to the following week. So right now we're on August 18th. Next week is August 25th. So we'll defer you to then.
I guess I'm kind of confused.
September 1st.
And Madam Chair, I'm kind of confused. So the next meeting is when?
So the DRB meets every Wednesday, except okay. occasionally when we have a holiday and it's just too hard to get all the work done with the holiday schedule. So we meet August 25th, September 1st, and just for everybody out there, we will not meet on September 8th, which is the Labor Day week.
So I guess the best date for us to get these things submitted is for the September 1st meeting.
Okay, let me go to Mr. Carter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter with the Water Authority. Robert had a question about the water and sewer service. I will send you, there's an as-built for the project on Carmel, and it shows a water and sewer service in the southwest corner of the property. I'll send that to you so you have a record of that. That's the only services we show currently for the property. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so September 1st is the requested deferral date. I see you shake your head, Ms. Gallegos. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes, there is.
Is there a motion to defer item one to September 1st?
Blaine Carter for the Water Authority, so moved.
Vince Montano, Code Enforcement, I second.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Vince Montano, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 1, PR 2021-4961, and preliminary plat application 2021-154 to September 1st.